Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on today. I assure you, you're going to have to listen to this show again. This is my 80th show, I believe. Every time I do a show at this point, I have to really start to reach deeper. And that's going to mean you're going to have to reach deeper. But there's big payoff, and you'll see an example of that big payoff today, if you can follow this. So really concentrate, because I want to give you a perspective you've got to have if you intend on healing, if you intend on maintaining or ever getting your health radiantly, or your chronic illness to turn to radiant health. You have to get a perspective on holistic medicine. Now, I think we could all generally admit, most of us, the vast majority, before we get into holistic medicine, your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, your nutritionist, before you go to holistic medicine, you've been to the allopath, and you sit there in that five-minute office visit at some overly crowded clinic somewhere, and you get the second sense that your MD is buried. Well, he is buried, and we don't need to get into that. He's certainly not answering your questions. And lots of you don't get results, so where do you turn to? Holistic medicine. In fact, harshly speaking, I would say holistic medicine rides on the default of allopathic medicine. There's a perspective. Holistic medicine only exists because allopathic medicine doesn't do anymore what we want it to do. So you see your chiropractor or your nutritionist or your acupuncturist or your naturopath or your massage therapist or your psychologist. And lots of you, not all of you, but lots of you spin 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. How many patients I've seen that come in and they literally bring a stack of files, maybe 3 feet high, 3 feet high, composing 10 years of seeing dozens of different practitioners. And they're spinning. There's lots of people like that. So if that's you, you need to listen. But then there's the other you I'm talking to today. And that's the you that has your health. You're fortunate enough to have your health, but you want radiant health. This is a new market, in a sense. I'm 50. Lots of people are 50, 55, 60. And the amazing thing, when I think of myself as a little boy, looking at your average 60-year-old, they were missing half their teeth, sitting in a rocking chair, thinking about eking out the next 20 years playing with their grandkids. I don't see that as much anymore. I see 60-year-olds that want second careers. I see 60-year-olds that want relationships because the first one didn't work. I see people at 60 who want to be vibrant. And if that's you, if you want to turn your gray hair black, you need to listen. Because buried in the core of holistic medicine are these answers, but you are not getting them. And I'm not going to point the finger today. I'm not going to point the finger at you. I'm not going to point the finger at your doctor. I'm not even going to point the finger at the schools we doctors graduate from. I'm just going to say that we are over our heads. That's what I'm going to say. We're Americans. We're young. We shoot for the stars. And really, we are just on the cusp of understanding. So our ambitions, let us say, exceed our knowledge base. And that's what I'm going to blame this on today, because I'm going to point a lot of fingers. I have to. or this isn't going to end. You know, I do that school, which you should all sign up for, the Medici Institute. The reason I do it is I don't even relate to helping people anymore unless they want to give hours in a year to education. I don't understand how this can be done anymore. The old models are dead. All right, so here's the first point. This is the way it's supposed to work in holistic medicine, and it's not the way it works. When you walk through the door, the first thing your holistic doctor is supposed to do, and again, I'm not blaming anybody, but the first thing your holistic doctor is supposed to do is measure or test or assess your body's ability to shift into parasympathetic dominance. Parasympathetic dominance. If this is the first time you've heard the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, show number 2. If you listen to the show every week, as most of you do, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Parasympathetic dominance. Do you have an experience in your body that tells you you really and truly know how to get your body relaxed? Do you respond to touch? Do you melt to touch? When the hairdresser washes your hair, when you go see your hairdresser, who you've known longer than you've known many of your friends, and they rub their hands into your scalp, do your feet start to tingle? When your lovers hug you, does your body melt? When you stretch your body, do you get that circulation through it? Does that glow begin to develop? Now, be real clear about this, because lots of people do not know what I'm talking about. Lots of people have a little bit of this. Some people understand this as well as your cats and dogs and children understand this. You have a great variety, diversity of people having and living in varying degrees of autonomic balance. Autonomic balance, meaning the autonomic nervous system, the nerves to your organs know how to slow down and rest, and you have the physical experience of it. But here's the thing. If you don't have a lot of that experience, that has to be figured out. If you don't have a clue, and we're going to get to that today, about that experience, you are not going to heal so fast. You certainly are not going to be the poster boy. You certainly cannot expect 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 or 10 sessions to do it. And yet you are consistently told this. I have a big problem with that. Holistic medicine has destroyed itself because of that. They have hurt themselves irreparably. They have hurt you irreparably. And again, I'm not pointing fingers. And I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. I'm absolutely sincere. Your holistic doctors get no concept of this in school. None. They are taught in practice management seminars none of what I'm saying today. So I'm going to the public. I'm going public. I'm coming out of the closet. And I'm telling you the inside track on what you're spending your money on, because you deserve it. And we're going to come out of this more unified. So this isn't about getting huffy about other people. It's about understanding the American culture, holistically speaking, is rather ignorant. We're very young in our journey, and we're making some serious mistakes. The biggest one is we don't respect parasympathetic dominance. Parasympathetic. We don't understand that the gatekeeper, the man at the door that takes your money, has to ask you, where are you in your relative ability to shift from sympathetic dominance into a deeply relaxed state? Because if you don't do that well, if you have limited capacity, it completely and totally controls the rate at which you're going to heal. In fact, all these therapies, chiropractic, osteopathic, acupuncture, yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu, deep tissue massage, reiki massage, Alexander, Feldenkrais, Rolfing, Heller work, Aston patterning, the list is infinite, and we make a new one up every day. All of them are just exercises to get you to shift into your parasympathetic nervous system. That's it. I can leave now. We're 9 minutes into the show, and that's all I have to say. Now, I am being tongue-in-cheek. But if you can understand this, if you can reach deep on this, again, this is a functional concept. You spend your time listening to shows from Mercola to this, to that, to the other thing. You read, you love it, you eat it up. You do not understand that your investiture of your time, your money, and your energy is directly proportional to your ability to shift into the parasympathetic state. That's really big. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Get to show number 2. Get Hans Selye's work. Hans, S-E-L-Y-E. The Stress of Life. This isn't voodoo. This isn't the kind of thing that should raise eyebrows. It's not esoteric quackery, although it has been accused of it grossly, innocently, malevolently, evilly, often been accused of just being tomfoolery, quackery. Parasympathetic dominance is real. It is a part of science, and it drives the ability of that chiropractic adjustment to work, of the herb to work, of the psychology session to work, of the yoga session to work, of the massage session to work. In fact, the only thing all these therapies are trying to do is get you to shift into that state so you can receive the work. If you take that aspect out of it, you're wasting your money. Okay, I exaggerated a little. But you are not getting your money's worth, right? We all know everything helps. Everything helps. Can you help me? Yes, I can help you. But that I can help you really isn't what you're asking. You may be asking me that. You may be saying, doctor or therapist or counselor, can you help me? And the doctor or therapist or counselor may be saying, yes, I can help you. But that's not what you are asking. You're asking, is this worth my money? Because I don't have tons of money to spend. Anytime you have a patient or a client that says they don't have the money, 90% of the time, they're saying, your therapy, in my perception, is not worth the money. Fill you in on that one, in case you use that often enough. That's really not what you're saying. When you tell somebody you don't have the money and you're sick, it means you're not certain if the therapy is worth your investment. So we have to be real about that. So there's the first indictment of how we function in holistic medicine. You should be told the truth. Take a little break. I want you to do a Google search on Frank Netter. Frank Netter, N-E-T-T-E-R. Images of the autonomic nerves. If you can do it now, do it now. If you can't, you know, some of these youngins, they type as fast as I talk. And other people, imaging up Frank Netter on Google, you're already on Jupiter. Get hip to the computer. I have people signing into my website. I watch them in my office. It's ridiculous. Come on. How are you going to keep up? Get on there, Frank Netter, images of the autonomic nerves, and see the pictures. You have cords of nerve fibers that grow out of your brain and deliver two types.